Good morning.
I'm Dimitri. This is my partner, Salt.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
We are recording, so we're going to jump right into it, okay?
Okay.
On the phone with us, the author of a very interesting new book. It's called Seas, A Sea Captain's Adventures Battling Scoundrels and Pirates While Recovering Stolen Ships in the World's Most Troubled Waters. He is Max Hardberger. Captain, you have lived quite the life, sir, to say the least.
Yeah, it's probably more fun writing about it than it was living it.
Now, what year did this happen? Because people would think if you're writing a book like this, it happened sometime in the 1700s. Give us the year that this happened.
Well, the book covers from my first extraction of a ship in when I was a sea captain. That would have been about 89. I think it was 87.
That's 1989, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then the last one was in the book was about 2004.
Wow. Now, tell me what it's like to go and get a ship back from a crew of pirates, because it's not like repossessing a car, I would imagine.
Well, in theory, it's kind of like it. You have an adverse party who would like to retain possession of the asset.
All right. Well, touche.
But of course it's a larger and more complicated thing. And the problem, of course, the good thing about repoing a car is that you're being backed by the local law. That it's legal to do. What I do is illegal in the countries I do it. And if they catch me, of course, I'm going to go to jail. My crew as well.
So when you were in high school, did your guidance counselor say that you would be good at fighting pirates?
I don't know if my guidance counselor thought that I would be good at very much, except perhaps librarianship.
So, all right. So, how did you get into this business of going about and trying to get back sea ships?
Well, I've been going to sea for a long time. I started as a small boat sailor in college, and I've sailed around by myself. And I used to be a crop duster, and I had a captain's license from the Louisiana oil field. So when my crop dusting job sort of, I decided not to do that anymore, and I drove down to Miami and got a job as a captain on a freighter. So it was just looking for work, really.
Can you shed any light on the extraction of the captain of the Maersk Alabama? You know, there was just a big special about it on Dateline on Sunday. Have you ever had that kind of experience where you're not just going to recover ships, but you may be going to recover hostages as well?
No. I mean, if someone had a situation like that, and my expertise would be of value, I would consider it. But my job so far have all been involving the ships themselves. In fact, the people on board the ships quite often are hostile to me, so I have to actually try to get them off.
Bring us inside your most harrowing situation. What was the one boat or vessel that you wanted to get back and stuff just went wrong?
Well, it didn't act. I thought it was going wrong. The hairiest moment I think I've had in recent years, anyway, as far as this, I've had lots of hairy moments. As far as this particular type of business, the moment I thought that the ship we were extracting out of Haiti during the 2004 revolution, I thought it had gone aground. And at that moment, I realized that I was going to have to make my way on foot 4 hours over the mountains back to Port-au-Prince. With the roads full of bandits that had been all let out of the penitentiaries. And so it looked pretty grim for a moment. I thought I was going to have to swim to shore, actually, in the middle of the night. But then I just waited just a few minutes, and then the ship actually had not gone aground. It just looked like it. And when I saw the ship moving, then I realized that I wasn't going to have to swim ashore and run back across the mountain roads to Port-au-Prince. I think that was the most frightening moment anyway.
How often in your line of work do you wake up and think, okay, today's the day I'm going to die?
Well, happily, not too often. It's more like it's you have less notice of that. It's more like, oh, my gosh, this is the moment I'm going to die.
Yeah, you're not planning it beforehand. It just kind of pops up on you.
But it sometimes happens.
Is there anything left that could scare you? I mean, it seems like a man who stares down pirates for a living, there are not a lot of people on this earth that could intimidate you.
No, I'm scared all the time.
You like spiders?
Yeah, right. I'm a pretty mild-mannered fellow, you know. The difference between the way I handle these things and maybe somebody who feels that he can't do it is that, the difference between bravery and cowardice is that a brave man is a coward who can think in spite of his fear.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a coward, then this is not the business for you. We don't need any macho types in this business, because it's too dangerous, and you've got to be too aware. You've got to be too, in fact, the best kind of spy, and a lot of what I do is like a spy, has to blend into his environment. You don't want to be standing out at all.
Now, have you ever come across a pirate that has actually spoken like a pirate? Like, "Arr, it is true." Have you ever heard that from any pirate out there?
Yeah, in a few bars.
Not on the seven seas, though.
Not on the seven seas, no.
How prevalent is the piracy problem that the general public just doesn't realize?
Well, not so much. In fact, I would have to say that the public perception of it is probably greater than the reality. The piracy that gets in the news is really only practiced in one place, and that's off the Somali coast.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Malaysian pirates have been really tamped down by the Malaysian government. So, and in the Western Hemisphere, we don't have that kind of piracy at all, because there's no outlaw country. Even Venezuela will not, openly allow pirates to operate out of its country. So what I have to deal with are the kind of pirates who steal ships through fake or corrupt legal process. Mm-hmm. And of course, to my mind, they're the more dangerous kind.
Now, have you thought about anything after retirement, another career after you decide to retire, maybe video piracy or perhaps fighting music piracy?
Video piracy, music piracy. I like that. I may look into that.
I think you, I mean, your captain's license would certainly work there, I believe.
I think so.
He is.
And, of course, dealing with pirates is good training for dealing with Hollywood producers.
There you go. He is Captain Max Hardberger. The name of the book is Seas, The Sea Captain's Adventure, Battling Scoundrels and Pirates While Recovering Stolen Ships in the World's Most Troubled Waters. Captain, good luck with the book, and please, remain safe.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.